We celebrate today the memory of two great men, two great saints, whom I believe is not or are not familiar with many of us. Saint Basil the Great and Saint Gregory Nazianzen. They are both bishops, they are both doctors of the church. They are third century saints. Basil lived between 329 to 379. Gregory Nazianzen lived between 329 to 390. Third century saints. And these two men were friends. They were great friends. Let me say a few words about each one of them. Basil the Great. Basil was on his way to becoming a famous teacher when he decided to embrace the religious life of gospel poverty. After studying various modes of religious life, Basil founded what was probably the first monastery in Asia Minor. He is to monks of the East what Benedict is to monks of the West. And Basil's principles greatly influence Eastern monasticism until today. He was ordained priest. He assisted the Archbishop of Caesarea, now in southeastern Turkey, and ultimately Basil became Archbishop himself, in spite of opposition from some of his suffragan bishops, probably because they foresaw coming reforms to be initiated by Basil. Basil was a misunderstood man. He was a misrepresented man. He was accused of heresy and ambition. But Basil was tireless in pastoral care. He preached twice a day to big crowds. He built a hospital that was called a wonder of the world, and he fought the white slave market. There is one quotation from Saint Basil the Great that I'd like to read to you today because I thought it is beautiful. This is what Saint Basil wrote, among many things. The bread which you do not eat is the bread of the hungry. The garment hanging in your wardrobe is the garment of him who is naked. The shoes that you do not wear are the shoes of the one who is barefoot. The money that you keep locked away is the money of the poor. The acts of charity that you do not perform are so many injustices that you commit. But more than anything else, my dear friends, Basil was known as a good orator. He was an excellent preacher. His writings, though not recognized greatly in his lifetime, rightly placed Basil among the great teachers of the church. And 72 years after his death, the Council of Chalcedon described Basil as the great Basil, minister of grace who has expounded the truth to the whole earth. Let me also say something about Gregory of Nazianzen, a friend of Basil. Gregory gladly accepted Basil's invitation for him to join Basil in a newly founded monastery after Gregory's baptism at the age of 30. The solitude was broken when his father needed help in his diocese and estate, and Gregory, it seems, was ordained priest practically by force and only reluctantly accepted the priestly responsibility. But at the age of 41, Gregory was chosen Bishop of Caesarea and at once came into conflict with the emperor. When Valens, the emperor, died and Arianism slowly diminished in influence, Gregory was called to rebuild the faith in the great see of Constantinople that had been under Arian teachers for 3 decades. The personality of Gregory is that he was a retiring, very reclusive person, but he was sensitive. He did not like big crowds. He dreaded being drawn into the whirlpool of corruption and violence. His last days were spent in prayer, in solitude, and in his austerity. He wrote a lot of religious poetry, some of it autobiographical, of great depth and beauty. And Gregory of Nazianzen was simply acclaimed as the theologian. These are the two men whose memory we remember today: Basil the Great and Gregory Nazianzen. Amen.